Municipalities suing big oil is just a start. Apparently the carbon tax is not enough. BC's municipal mayors and councillors are considering a class-action lawsuit to sue big oil to offset costs of dealing with atmospheric rivers, polar vortexes and heat domes. In support of prosecuting big oil, let's sue the automakers who created the internal combustion engine that largely contributes to our greenhouse gases. Further, let's sue our urban planning departments who created the far-reaching suburban areas of single-family homes where we had no choice but to buy vehicles for commuting to our place of work. Should we also sue the engineering, construction, cement and asphalt companies who contributed by making our extensive road networks? How about suing aircraft manufacturers? They use billions of liters of aviation fuel every year, jetting us around to important family, business and holiday commitments. With this line of thinking, we should sue the farmers who grow the agricultural feedstock, corn, sugar, grain, that's converted to ethanol and added to our gasoline blends. So far, we sued big tobacco for addictive cigarettes, we sued pharmaceutical companies for creating opioids we found addictive, so sure, add oil companies to the list. What surprises me is why we haven't sued wineries, breweries or distilleries. We all know alcohol is very addictive and potentially destructive to our physical and mental health, our family's well-being, career paths and a burden to fragile healthcare systems, yet we continue to consume this socially acceptable and taxable product. BC's municipal councils have greater priorities. Get refocused. Steve Hertling, Qualicum Beach. The city is in a mess, so salaries are raised. After reading Stuart Stark's March 14 commentary on the disarray of our once lovely city, and then to see the headline on the next day's front page of the 25% pay raise voted in by the majority of councillors, wow. Talk about shock. Methinks there is an unpleasant odor emanating from the noble building called City Hall. And it comes from arrogance and collusion. If those same members who voted for the raise can rethink their actions, it might be wise for that motion to be rescinded for the present time. Good for Mayor Marianne Alto and Councillors Marg Gardner and Stephen Hammond for their wise counsel. I cannot help but wonder what will become of us all. Sheila Hodgson, Victoria West. When taxpayers don't have any say. Adding another 2 cents to the outrageous spectacle of arrogance and hubris displayed by Victoria councillors Jeremy Caradona, Dave Thompson, Krista Lawton, Matt Dell and Susan Kim. One has to shake their head in wonder at the audacity of their decision to raise their pay. In a city that is daily falling into a declining state of less safe streets, closing businesses, and unreasonable and ill-conceived traffic parking and travel reductions, we have this pigs at the trough. Example of politicians who should have no ability to set or vote on their own salaries and who apparently are free from any form of impeachment proceedings. A golden list of these culprits who knew going into these positions what the salary and work demands were should be posted for next election time to remind the ever-forgetful voters of just who abused the system we are all paying for, in more ways than one. Kudos to councillors Marg Gardner and Stephen Hammond and to Mayor Marianne Alto for voting against it. Does this mean we can hold back paying the city's tax increase? I doubt it, as apparently we, the tax-paying voters, don't have a say in such things. R.D. Raggett, Victoria. Their CRD pay is double-dipping. I am surprised at the recommendation to increase Victoria councillors' pay. I agree with Mayor Marianne Alto. So they are to be full-time, just after the province has taken their land use authority away. Maybe the four Victoria Capital Regional District directors will reimburse their CRD pay of $23,785 to the city's coffers to avoid double-dipping on the city. David McLean, grossly underpaid former city councillor. Council remuneration was not a secret. Victoria Cown. Susan Kim says that she's in an untenable position having to live on her present salary as a councillor. Did she not know that when she ran for office? Jill Picard. Victoria. Churches and nonprofits are being squeezed. I appreciate people who run for public office, like the councillors and mayor of Victoria. I don't run. Therefore, for the most part, one don't feel that I have a right to complain. However, in order to fund this pay increase, the money has to come from somewhere. The nonprofits and churches are now being taxed for their parking lots. For many nonprofits and small churches, this will spell the end of their ability to provide services and spiritual advice. This is wrong. How can you provide services if you don't have a place for people to park? With congregations getting smaller, it is already a burden to contribute to the community when parishioners are older, and being able to drive and park is the way they get to churches. Nonprofits already run on a razor's edge when trying to stay open. This is a tax grab for the poorest and the neediest in our society. Will we tell women who need support, sorry, we can't stay open because we have to pay tax to the city of Victoria? Will we tell churches that support the homeless and lonely, sorry, we can't continue to provide services because the city is taxing us and the money we would use has now gone to the city to pay the tax? Over the next 5 years, churches will pay more than $100,000 in taxes when it could go to provide services for single parents, people who need a meal, or to provide a place for folks who are lonely, or for churches that provide a haven for Ukrainian refugees. This tax grab must be reversed if small nonprofits and churches are to continue to provide the services that are vital in this community. Sue Goldsack, Esquimalt. Send us your letters. Email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tai Road. Victoria, BCV 9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.